T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Antonio Daniels, Pelicans color analyst, is joining us right now. Antonio, how are you? And thanks for the time. And sorry, we ran a little late.
No worries. No worries at all, Christian. I'm blessed. I'm blessed, brother. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. So we're trying to decide, or the NBA, more importantly, trying to decide how it's going to look like for a return. And I know there's been discussions about bringing all 30 teams back, or 22, or as little as 20, and even as little as 16. Where do you see, I guess, the sweet spot, Antonio?
Man, this is a toughie, because if you bring 16 teams back, that's simple. That's the easiest solution. You know, you say, okay, one through eight, and maybe you toy with the possibility of now, as opposed to going Eastern Conference, Western Conference, 1 through 8, you go 1 through 16 as far as records. And I've been on board with that for years. I would much rather see the NBA go 1 through 16. That way the two best teams meet in the NBA Finals. If the two best teams are in the West, they should meet in the NBA Finals. The two best teams are in the East, they should meet in the NBA Finals. Now it becomes a little bit more complex when you start talking about play-in games, and you start talking about group play. And are you taking 20 teams? Are you taking 22 teams? Are you telling some teams to not even come at all because they're mathematically eliminated from playoff contention anyway? With all that being said, if you're going to bring teams back, you have to bring them back with some incentive. There has to be something that players have to play for, whether it's an opportunity to make the playoffs or whatever it may be, because it's going to be difficult to ask guys to go through 5 weeks of training and then come back with no incentive, because then you'll lack star power in those games.
Yeah, I mean, the team that – Antonio, tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm on a team that's 29th in the standings, why do I have to go play 18 games, 18 regular season games? I know that's game checks. I understand that. But why do I have to come back and do that when it's going to make me kind of feel like I might go through the motions, or I might get injured unnecessarily?
Well, the bad thing, man, it won't even be that many games, though. That's what makes it worse. At least if it's 18 games, you can play yourself into a legitimate rhythm. But we're not talking about 18 games. If you're mathematically eliminated, we're talking about in between 5 to 8 games, because the whole point is to get to 70 for regional television contracts. So you have an opportunity to address and honor that. So we're not even talking about as many as 18 games. That's what makes it worse. It's tough to ask, you know, Steph Curry, who's eliminated from playoff contention, and Draymond Green, who's mathematically eliminated from playoff contention, Carl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, those guys, go through 5 weeks of individual training and then training camp, and then come back and play 6 games of basketball, you know, with no incentive whatsoever. That's why I say, if there's no incentive, you're going to lack star power. Even if you're talking about some of these other teams, if you're the Pelicans and you have somebody like Brandon Ingram, if there's no incentive to make the playoffs, and Brandon Ingram in 66 games or 68 games of action has played himself into a max contract, why would I go back and risk that for 5 or 6 games? If I'm Zion Williamson and I haven't played or been healthy until the season shut down, if I'm the Pelicans, do I risk him by putting him back out there for 5 or 6 games if there's no incentive? So I think the important thing, when this governor's meeting happens on Thursday, this board of governors meeting happens, that you have to give players some incentive to play for.
Antonio Daniels, Pelicans color analyst, Sirius XM NBA host. And Antonio, fortunately, the Pelicans are on one of those bubble teams that might be, if they keep it to 20 teams, a play-in round robin, something like that. And I want to ask you, how much do you think the NBA's you talked about incentives for the players, but the NBA's incentive is to get their stars on TV, right? And
right.
And Zion Williamson is a star. So are they motivated by that?
I mean, you know, out of all of the professional leagues, Christian, I think this one is the most star-driven.
Sure.
I heard this when I played, and you hear it more now, is the NBA is a star-driven league. You know, you have stars in the NFL, and you have stars in Major League Baseball, and you have stars in the NHL. But the NBA is different because of the amount of guys that are on the floor. One star can change the entire trajectory of your team. You look at somebody like LeBron James. When he goes to Cleveland, they're automatically in the championship conversation. And when he leaves, they're in the lottery. You know what I mean? So this is a star-driven league. Zion is a draw. He is a draw. You can talk about the LeBrons and the James Hardens and the Giannis Antetokounmpos and the Kawhi Leonards. You can throw Zion's name in there. It's very few guys in the NBA right now that you can recognize with one name. You know, you can say Giannis. People know who you're talking about. You can say Luka. People know who you're talking about. You can say LeBron. People know who you're talking about. If you say Zion, people know who you're talking about. This young man is as talented as they come, and NBA fans want to see more of Zion Williamson. But it's understood.
Antonio Daniels here on Sports Talk, Pelicans color analyst. And Antonio, did you get to see the Bulls documentary, The Last Dance? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I watched every single minute of it.
How good was that?
We talked about this a lot on SiriusXM. I'm old enough to remember being around that time. You know, 98 was my first year in the NBA. I got drafted in 97. So I played from 97 to 98. And when the Bulls won that year, that next year when I was in San Antonio, we won the championship in 99. If the Bulls would have stayed together, we probably would have met them in the NBA Finals. So I'm not that far removed from it. There were some things about it that I loved, but there were also some things about it that didn't really sit well with me. And we've talked about this quite often. I think that Bulls organization at that time, what they put together, the dynasty that they put together, I love it. I love it. I had an opportunity to play with Scottie Pippen in Portland. I played with Steve Kerr in San Antonio. So I heard a lot of these stories from these guys. It's certain parts of the docuseries I loved, and it's other parts I thought that it could have done without.
Antonio Daniels, Pelicans color analyst. Antonio, the Pelicans are assuredly going to be one of those top 20 teams. It's just a matter of will they take 16 or will it be 20, et cetera. Make the case as to why the Pelicans could be a dangerous team in that format.
Oh, man. Because if you look at the teams that they have to potentially fight to get in with, so you look at those five teams or those four teams that are outside of the Pelicans. You look at Sacramento. You look at Memphis. You look at San Antonio. You look at – who am I missing here? Portland. Those four teams. The Pelicans lost one game against those teams. They lost one game. The one game was Zion's return game, his debut game against San Antonio. They swept Portland. They were 2-0 against Memphis. They were 1-0 against Sacramento. And they were 0-1 against San Antonio again, which was Zion's debut game, which, by the way, was the most watched game of the year on ESPN. That's why they're dangerous. They're young. I think they have the best NBA trio under 25 years of age. They start hitting their stride at the right time, and that's what this league is about. It's not generally about just who has the most talent. No, it's about who's playing the best basketball at the right time of the year, who's peaking at the right time. And that starting five for the Pelicans of Lonzo Ball, Jrue Holiday, Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson, and Derek Favors, they have found their rhythm together. You know, they have found their rhythm. And then J.J. Redick and Josh Hart and Jackson Hayes and different guys that you have bringing different things off the bench. This is a young team, a fast team, an inexperienced team, but they have enough experience to go around with J.J. Redick, Jrue Holiday, Derek Favors. That makes them a very, very dangerous bunch because when you're going to the playoffs and you lack playoff experience, you don't know any better. You don't know any better. So you don't understand the pressure that comes along with it because you've never been there before. So you just go out there and you hoop. I tell you what, if you are a team, the Lakers or anybody else, I don't know how they're going to do the makeup of 1 through 16 or 1 through 8 or whatever it looks like. The Pelicans are not really a team that you want to see because they could be very dangerous. I'm not saying that they're going to knock off the Lakers or anything like that, but the problems and issues that they bring as a whole, will make it a very fun series and a very uncomfortable series for whoever their opponent may be.
I hope we get to see it. Antonio Daniels, Pelicans color analyst here on Sports Talk. Antonio, I know you got to run here soon. I don't want to keep you too long, but what do you think of this new format? And bear with me on this question. I might ask it a little clumsy. So, of this little format that could be 20 or could be 16, would you be okay with if you just seed them 1 through 16 regardless of conference going forward?
Yes. That's what I referred to in the beginning. I would love that. I would love it. If you take the best 16 records in the NBA, and that is your playoff format, and you match them up 1 through 16. Because if you do that, it makes – what it does is it tells you that you're going to – the two best teams in the league will meet in the NBA Finals, not the best team out the East and the best team out the West. You know what I mean? To me, right now, I think the two best teams in the league are both in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them. I think the Lakers and the Clippers are the top two teams in the league. That's no disrespect to the Milwaukee Bucks, because that is a very dangerous team, and they have the MVP on their team. But the two best teams in the league right now, or when the season ended, to me, are in L.A. And if those teams meet the NBA Finals, so be it. I'm all for that. I have been talking about that, Christian, for years. I have been talking about and pushing for that for years. I would love to see it.
Yeah, that would – I mean, for a handful of years now, and Tony, tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems like the NBA Finals were really played in the Western Conference Finals.
Right, exactly. You know, when you have teams like Golden State and Houston that mean the NBA Finals, and a couple years back, you had Golden State and Oklahoma City, you know, go seven games. Houston and Golden State go seven games. And your thought process at that time – generally, no disrespect to the Cleveland Cavaliers, but at that time, your thought process was, man, whoever wins this series is probably going to win the NBA Finals. So I'm with you. It was the Western Conference Finals at that time. It wasn't the NBA Finals, but in your heart of hearts and in your mind of minds, that was the NBA Finals because you felt like those were the two best teams at that time. I would love to see it. I would love to see the NBA, even this year. Right now, we're all dealing with something that we've never dealt with before. And Adam Silver and the brain trust in the NBA are extremely proactive in their thought process. I would love to see them go 1 through 16. It makes the matchups that much more intriguing as opposed to seeing, you know, 1 through 8. That's not it's not that attractive. Now you're getting, different conference games. You got East playing West first round. And it would make for a more entertaining playoffs to watch. I would love to see it, honestly.
Antonio, before I let you run, I know they're going to the bubble potentially in Disney World, and I get all that. How do you approach this, though, as a professional? I would imagine there's some degree of angst or concern about putting yourself at risk, but at the same time, you're considered to be a professional player, so it's a way for you to provide for your family either way. Is that how the approach works?
This is a tough one, man. This is a toughie. I tell you, I know for myself, and I know many players have the ultimate amount of trust and respect for Adam Silver. If you look at the job that he has done from the moment that he has taken over for David Stern, he has navigated the NBA through some hefty waters. If you go back to the Donald Sterling situation, what happened in L.A. with the Clippers, the Kobe Bryant situation, the David Stern situation, the China situation, and now the COVID-19 situation, I think he has earned the trust. I think he has earned the right for trust. So what you're assuming is that they are not going to put players and their families in harm's way. I trust that. I do. With that being said, some players may not be as confident, though. You know, you heard Joe Ingles of the Utah Jazz come out and say, look, if we come back and we play, I'm getting a one-way ticket to Australia, and I'm taking my family family and I'm not coming back. Because he has a son that is autistic and his respiratory system is weakened. I understand that. I completely grasp the concept. Larry Nance Jr. for the Cleveland Cavaliers has underlying health issues. So you know, it's a lot of hoops to jump through. And no matter what happens in this, there's no way to please everyone. And I think individually, you have to come to a point as an NBA basketball player and make the decision on your own. Is it worth you coming back to play? Do you have the trust in Adam Silver and his brain trust that they are going to put you in a situation that is not harmful to you and your family? Do you trust everyone else that's in the bubble to stay in the bubble and not put the league at risk or you individually at risk? Because honestly, what will worry me is not the stars. It's the guys that don't play a lot and they may get bored. Once you get bored, you want to travel outside of that bubble. We all know where Orlando is. It's not that far to catch a flight or rent a car and drive to Miami. So that's what kind of worries you, is how, where that bubble is, how do you get or convince guys to stay in that bubble, regardless of the amount of playing time that you're receiving?
It'll be fascinating to see it play out. I just hope it comes back, and I certainly hope that we don't have any more incidents with the COVID-19.
Amen.
I want to see some hoops, and I want to see Zion in particular. Antonio Daniels,
amen.
Thanks so much.
I'm with you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.